prayer sticky. Because even though it is one mantra, it is like a thread. You pull the thread in. And all has been connected by each other for whole 24 hours. Here 24 hours are there, less and less here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always, see all these things in his samadhi, always is so. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, all. There is no time to for all these things to be here. We have so many duties, so many things. And especially it will not come automatic in our heart. Because we have so much anarth here. When anarth will go by the grace of Nityananda Prabhu or Baldev, by Guru and Gurudev. And mercy of any Rasik Vaishnav or Krishna or herself Srimati Radhika will come and expound Chaitanya. It will come automatically all the time.
When the anarthas are gone, then by hearing it becomes spontaneous. But as long as the anarthas are there, it cannot come spontaneous.
Anartha means yes. Lie. Bhakti Uttha. Kuti Uttha. Uttha. Or lie. Pramad. Dikshit. Kasai. All this. Kasai Swat. All this. Anything. Besides Krishna pastime. They are bound to come in our heart.
So as long as those are there, then spontaneous attraction cannot come.
But it will come only when your mind is always in Vrindavan and also you are with any Rasik Vaishnava in the Bible, then it will come. And after that, serving and serving, anywhere you will be, they will come for you. Because these pastimes are also like Krishna. Like that, they are also Krishna. As Krishna is so merciful, his name, his pastimes, everything is like Krishna. So when they will see that I should come in their heart, then he will mercifully, he will manifest all this. We will have to do so much great labor for this, to bring in our heart. But usually they will not come. They will sometimes come very little and they will again.
What kind of great labor we have to
do? Huh?
What kind of great labor?
So when you to become instant, pure, to give.
What? How?
Which is prescribed, to remove the anarthas or to hear?
Hear. By hearing, automatically, both things will be.
Otherwise, to remove the anarthas is not possible.
What to do? Like, well?
I have one short question. Sometimes, some devotees, they have some kind of darshan.
Darshan?
I will give one example. One devotee, very, very sick, great pain, and then all of a sudden, no pain, and saying that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and said, all right, now you will be all right. So what is that? There are other examples like that. When devotees, they say that they're having some darshan of Krishna, is it a real darshan? Is it some kalpana or?
It's usually called kalpana. It may be shruti. Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has mercy by their mercy. You have given any glance that it may be.
Even
but I have not experienced for this.
Even if devotee is very neophyte, can it be possible?
Possible. Everything is possible. If for Ajami it is possible to see Dhrut. But if he has no idea, then he may understand that the Dhrut which came, he may imagine that Narayan has come. So, who has come and who has given darshan? We cannot tell, but it may be. Krishna is so merciful. Mahaprabhu is much merciful. They have given a glance darshan. But the effect of darshan is not only to cure anything. For some time. The grace of their giving darshan has so much things. There will be change like Narad, Prahlad, Dhruva, Brahma, those persons who have a very glance darshan of this Narayana. That they become changed totally. So they have been changed totally or not. By seeing that, we can conclude that Dhruva. The darshan of Krishna, rogue will also go away, and also some effect of prema bhakti will come. Surely. I have not seen any example in any sastra that those who sought Krishna took darshan and they said no Krishna.
Big change.
By effect we can see that what was that.
Thank you.
Someone was told to me, that told me that I have seen Radhika in dream. They may be her, they not may be her. So can darshan? Because by taking this darshan, any good effect will come. Good effect is bound to come by that. If that effect is not seen, kalpana, or anything else, सौतनु वर गंधा संगी बाते न चंद्रा वलिपरक्ष समल्ली केल कल्पात खलेन मधुर मुकुंदम कुंज तीरे निगंतम मधुपमेव कदाहं दिक्ष दर्पम करी. Raghunath Das Goswami was waiting, having seen that scene in the last flow. Dan Hati Lila. Now he was trying bitterly. In the meantime, he went in the inner leader. Anusha, that's it. Krishna was going to meet Srimati in Kunja. He was doing avatar. In the meantime, Krishna saw the Padma and Kshatriya. They are washing the way. He saw that Krishna was very eagerly and about to take the pieces.
Traveling very fast.
Hiding himself. Escaping from the sight of another. And he was going. In the midway, Chandra, the Sakyat Chandravali, they saw Krishna going. And they went to Krishna and they told that our Sakhi is here and he is eagerly watching you to come. Krishna could not deny, and anyhow he went in the Kunja of Chandravali. They received Krishna, they welcomed, very good, and he was telling Rasakatha and all other things. They became so happy to have Krishna. Krishna has told Chandravali also and Srimati also that today I will come. So they were very pleased to have Krishna. When they were doing vilas, doing bhajan, talking and everything, Krishna felt some sugandha. Srimati Radhika is Vrindavaneshwari, also of Vrindadevi. He is master of Vrindadevi also. And there, all birds, all nature, five elements, air, fire, water, earth, and the sky, five elements, are under the control of Vrindadevi. Or Vrindadevi is controlled by Srimati Radhika. So Vrindadevi said that in her kingdom, Srimati Radhika, first Vasaksatya, she has done bed of flowers. Only the petals and after the very komal soft women too. This bhakti is given. They have Gandha Jala diya. They have given Angar Dani. Angar Dani means who? Not this Dhuni. Dhuna. And they have made garlands. They have prepared so many things and watching eagerly, sometimes coming to door and again going and asking for Sakhi Lalita Vishakha and all others that why he is not coming. Time is going over, but no sign. Now she became Utkanchita. And so much eagerly she was watching. But yet, no time. So Vrindavanesh Devi thought that I should serve Srimati Radhika. So she ordered air that is common, that you should take the fragrance of Srimati Radhika's body. You should take it to where Krishna is there. Anywhere he is, you should take it. So, by the order of Vrinda Devi, that air took the friend of, took the hand of Radhika Anchal, which came from his Siyanga. And he does not know where is Krishna. So he, in broad way, here, there, in whole Vrindavan, वो विस्तार हो गई, विस्तार हो गया मैंने स्प्रेड हर एंड वेंट इन सो डीप कुंड वेयर एनी वन कैन नॉट गो. द एयर वेंट इन द मिडस्ट ऑफ रिवर इन माउंटेन एवरीवेयर अ लुक एंड कॉर्नर ऑफ द ब्रजर. And this one part went there, where Krishna was. When he smelled that
fragrance of Srimati Radharani,
he became at once mad. He could not sit there. She was sitting, stand up and again sitting. Then Chandravali told that, I see you are now restless. How restless? Then see, Krishna told that I came here, but mother has ordered me to do something, and by my mind is not no remembrance. I have forgotten. I have come at. But it will be very, very dangerous for us and all. So I will have to just go. Otherwise, no way. All will be killed by asura or anything. Perhaps Kesi has come or anything has come. So I must go this time. Chandra, you told that. You can go, but come again very soon. So it's very, very soon. I'm just coming, I'm going. No late, I'm coming just now. So here, Savatanu Varagandha Asangi Bhatena. Here it is telling that, oh Srimati Radhika, the air,
breeze
is coming, उस पर सवार हो करके carrying the
fragrance
of Srimati Radhika. And it is so powerful that what to tell others. Himself Krishna becomes mad. And then he prayed to wind, that cool air, that breath is, then air tells that, come on with me, I will take you to that place. So the air, he has become the guidance of Krishna. And it is so powerful, that person. That Krishna cannot live without that. If he smells that, he should at once go there. As if any mad person cannot take himself to do anything. He can't do anything wrong or anything. So Krishna at once comes with air, and having one hand on the air means from where this gandhi is coming,
yes, he is just following that.
and in that sense he's taking. Air is going forward and Krishna is falling, having one hand on this soldier of the air. Otherwise he will be fall down. Bhatin. Chandra Vali Karat Kutamalli Kheli Talpat Chalena. Where Krishna was? Krishna was sitting and doing and talking very sweetly with Chandravali. And what Chandravali has done by his own hand, he has met so beautiful petals. And they were eagerly talking with very sweet and gentle talking. If there is a person, if a person is so hungry, no? And he is so thirsty, as Aramsi Dev in Srimad Bhagavatam, you know? And they have prepared something to take, and they have taken it and going to take. And if anyone takes, what will be the condition? What the condition is there? There are moment in the midst, the air came with fragrance. And Krishna at once left. How he left? He is not telling that I am going to Srimati Radhika. So here, Keli Talpat Chalena. Keli Tal, Krishna was sitting on the Keli Tal with Chandravali. But yet he left at once, telling that, oh, anything, very calamity has fallen on my brother, I should certainly go. Our mother has ordered me and I have forgotten that, I will have to go out. And he, as a busy person, he at once came. And where he go? He went, Madhur Mukhi Mukundam. Where you are sitting in the cool, having his hands on the soldier of that air, and he went there where you were. Madhur Mukhi, now with the help of that fragrance, he came to that cool. And here, Srimati Radhika was sitting. Madhur Mukhi means
sweet face.
It says no. Vakra Mukhi, Man Mukhi, and with very
anger.
This is Madhur Mukhi. And he has ordered me, my man's Tulasi, his Raghunath Das's Goswami said, oh, go to the door of Pundya. And don't let that Krishna Bhujanga here come here. Stop him and don't allow him to come. Then that Krishna was began to pray that Tulsi Manjari. And my this began to
pray. I became so proud.
How? Darpam karise madhupamiva sadaham dhikta darpam karise. When Srimati Radhika will order me, I will go on the gate of that kun. I will tell, oh snake, don't come here. You cannot buy my sati. Where you were, what doing? I will not let you go there, enter. You should first tell me, and then Krishna doing by this,
begging,
holding two hands. No, I will not allow. And that Krishna is begging pardon, and she is no. So this is darpa. Then I told that where we were, you should tell me truth. Then I will.
Hello.
No, no.
I
then I can arrange anything.
I will consider.
Otherwise, no. Then Krishna wanted to escape this thing, but because he was mad. How mad? Madhupami was. He was mad like a madhu. Madhu means? Who sets madhu and honey and becomes mad. So Krishna was mad. What he is telling? He could not think what to tell me. And he at once, he told that I was coming here. But in the way, they were waiting for me. And forcibly they kept me there. And I had to go there. But anyhow, I could not be here by the smell of my Vipriya. What to tell them? My frame to Radhika is like an unlimited mountain, so high. And the gopis' frame are like oil seeds.
Mustard.
So much difference between them. So I could not live there. At last I am coming from there. Oh! You have done wrong.
You can't come.
You cannot come. You cannot enter. You can go from where you are coming. You should go. As a madhu, you are like a madhu. So many flowers in bhujan and morning. And madhu, that is
bhi,
goes to one flower and taking the juice goes to another. And living them also goes to another. New one. You are like madhu. You have no wisdom, mani buddhi. You have lost your everything. You are not ekantic. Ekantic, you know, one. So my sakhi is not that like you. So she will not accept it. But as Krishna began to weep and began to do again and again. At that time, darpam karise. Darpam means
pride.
Oh, my sakhi is smell is so powerful. So what to tell about my sakhi? How she is powerful. That Krishna being so, and less and less gopis are there, but leaving them all Chandravali also. And he is coming and begging for my sakhi. So I become so proud, my heart becomes silent. Then I will allow Krishna and tell him that first go and beg pardon on her.
Apology
to her. Please. Then Krishna, very silently, holding hands and
keeping cloth on the hair.
On the neck. Then he again becomes so fried and so fearful. He is telling that after that, when he was taking Krishna inside, having the hands of Krishna in his hands, but at last he saw that no hand, nothing. And she was crying bitterly. Then he is praying that, oh, Srimati Radhika, when I will see that scene, and I will be so much pleased, so much happy to see that, I am so much glad to see that Krishna leaving all sarcha, mustard oil seed, coming to mountain of praying here. So I will be so happy. Can you give me that darshan?
Why is he arranging to go to see both of them? Why has Krishna made appointment with both of them?
To increase the eagerness.
He was actually going to Radharani.
No, but he has arranged also with
Chandravali. Jogmaya has arranged everything. Also for Chandravali. Chandravali is none but Srimati Radhika Prakar.
Just to make the Leela sweet.
To prove that how the love of Srimati Radhika is like a mountain. Living all
Krishna.
See the sweet face. To learn, Sarasadhak to learn how the services of Radhika can be done. Like Tulasi, like Rukmini, Indraganda.
Harikatha, he will meet danger. They will be turned into lust.
If there is no such eager. So very careful, very careful.
Just the eagerness is not there.
Also for myself, because I have told you, and also for you. For both.
Not, yeah, yeah.